here at the 2017 REACH Conference in beautiful Palm Desert, California. Hey, put on by the fine folks at the California Nevada Credit Union League.
Gorgeous. It is absolutely nice gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm digging it.
I am too. And speaking of, Ann Legg is in the studio lounge here from Advantage Analytics. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. Very good. Just finishing about an 8-week tour. I've talked to over 13 credit unions in the last 8 weeks. It's been fabulous.
All right. It's better than a 3-hour tour.
Right.
Like stuck on an island forever, but that's a whole nother story. Hey, you just presented as well. And the topic was disrupt like Uber, but hug like a credit union. This is a very intriguing topic. So can you give us a quick summary?
I'd love to. So what I was talking on was really a couple of things. It was talking about how credit unions are being disrupted right now. And I know that's a very common conversation and that's big. But it's nice to put it in terms of, okay, well, what can you do about it? Mm-hmm. And what I was proposing was that you take your data and you get your insights and then you start treating the member as if they were part of a platform and not just an individual. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking about how you're going to work with the member, I was using the reference like an Uber. It's a platform. It lives in an ecosystem. Yeah. And what it really is it just a beautiful solution of, hey, I've got supply, which is the auto, and I've got demand, which is the rider, so let's put them together. And I use the credit union model for the same thing.
Exactly.
So what is the credit union has? Well, it's got price, it's got process, it's got incredible insights. It can figure out what those problems are. Mm-hmm. And the member has needs, which are housing, shelter, well, housing and shelter are the same, transportation, travel and play, and retirement and education. So how can the two do a value exchange? And how can they do it in an ecosystem? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm giving you graphics here. Did you like that?
I'm really enjoying the hand movement, so it's...
But the whole point is, let's rethink what we're doing.
Right.
Because we know we have the most amazing data in the creating space. Mm-hmm. And we know that we've had, an 80 to 90 year mission of solving those problems for the member. Let's just do the data now and figure out what those problems are. Mm-hmm. Let's solve them. Mm-hmm. And let's do it in the way that they need it most.
Right.
So we talked about value. We talked about what that ecosystem would look like. Mm-hmm. We talked about some examples that credit unions are embarking on. Mm-hmm. How can they get those insights? And what can they make relevant changes? And one that was really kind of a fun one was I was giving an example of a credit union that said, I've got one credit card. What can we do with that one credit card? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's see who the users are. And we found we had two distinct users. We had boomers and we had millennials. Mm-hmm. So that's, you'd think you'd have two cards, but they had one card going to the group. One of the things we dug when we were looking into the boomers was their biggest retail purchase. You want to guess what it was? Which retail?
The boomers?
Yeah.
What retail? Yeah. A couch.
Right, very close. Oh. It was actually, good job, it was do-it-yourself stores.
Oh, okay.
So you're thinking, well, why aren't they on Amazon? Why aren't they a Target? They are. Mm-hmm. But why DIY? Why are they, what are they doing? Well, that is beautiful right there, that first nugget of insight says, okay, well, what do we find more? Mm-hmm. Well, then you start realizing, okay, there's a couple scenarios that we need to either refute or validate. And those scenarios are they retiring? Are they selling that house? Have they been underwater and it's finally at even and they're ready to ditch the house?
Yeah.
Right. Where, you know,